my name.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Diane. I'm calling from Robins Financial Credit Union. I have a member here that's got a charge on his account coming from there that he did not authorize. Can you help him out with that, please, and see if we can get a credit back for him?
I sure can.
Okay.
Give me one moment here. What's that zip code?
31029.
Okay, that was 31829.
31029.
And that first and last name of the customer?
Walter Ford.
Okay, you did say Walter Ford, correct?
Right.
Okay, and just to verify, that shipping address is 301 Moore Road, Macon, Georgia, 31220.
Right.
All right. All right, so I do see where one refund was processed in the amount of $129.97.
Okay, so because we just called the other number, because he had three charges, and since this had a different phone number, I was thinking that it was from a different place. So, yeah. So we were looking to get a refund of the $129, $139.97, and $9.97. So it did include the $129.97.
The
Cool.
$129.97 was refunded. That one did go through. However, the $139.97, that one failed. So it looks like that one was placed on a request to have a check sent out. Let me check the $9.97 here.
Why would I wonder why it would fail?
The same thing with the 997, and sometimes it's the gateway. In this case, it says declined by processor, so sometimes that does happen. It just depends on how the gateways are set up, so we can't put it through that way. We do have to send out a check for that amount. So it looks like a request was put in for a check to be sent out for that amount of $139.97, along for that amount of $9.97. But the $129.97, that one did go through back on the card.
Okay, will they try it again if we unrestrict the card? Or
Yes,
now
ma'am.
against
It
them
looks like they
again?
tried it because you called today. So it looks
Yeah,
like
we
they
just called.
they did try twice. And like I said, the first error said declined by processor, and then the second error says current status prohibits this action to be executed.
Because that sounds like they're trying to take it out.
Because we
Usually,
tried
is that
to Because usually when we can't refund it, that means it's still pending. So then we'll try to void it out. So let me see if that's the issue here. The fact that it just been billed and it's probably still pending for the other. But then again, no, because the other one gave the other error and that one was billed back on the 22nd. And they both gave the same error. And if it was still pending, then we would have been able to void it. Yeah, it's still saying declined by processor.
okay, I'll let him know.
Okay, so like I said, a request has been put in for a check. Those checks usually takes anywhere between 7 to 10 business days to make it out to you, and it comes by regular mail. And the $129.97, you can look for that to reflect back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
And can you tell how this was originated? Because he has no idea. He did not originate it. And I'm wondering if somebody else in the household has done this.
Has he signed up for anything recently? Because this is like it was a sweepstakes drawing type of deal.
No, and I just gave him this new card number not even a week ago. He hasn't signed up for anything since he got this new card number.
Yeah, it looks like that would be the way that this would have been done is if someone would have signed up for it using the card.
How would this sweepstakes would have been originated to him? Like, where would he have seen it at?
That just all depends. Keep in mind, we are a third party, so we can only go based off what we see on the account. But I can say that the way he would have gotten to this is if he would have signed up or did any type of surveys or anything like that, or clicked on any type of ads. That probably would have led to something like this being signed up for.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. Have a good one.
You too.